This is St. Louis Public Radio. The founder of St. Louis's Griot Museum of Black History was a teenager when her family lost their Mill Creek neighborhood home. A portion of Lois Conley's former backyard became Market Street after the city demolished the area in the name of progress. Now the Griot sits across from land taken for the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. Through December 15th, the North St. Louis Museum is hosting an exhibition exploring how the government's power to condemn neighborhoods has affected people in St. Louis and Kansas City. Conley talked with St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler about the display called Eminent Domain Displaced and her personal experiences.
When we actually moved out of Mill Creek, which is 61, I was in high school. It was pretty traumatic because there were no lights, there was no public utility, there were no water. So we were going out salvaging wood from properties that had been torn down to put into, luckily the houses had fireplaces. And I was a cute young teenager in high school, and I didn't want anybody to know we were living like that. So I would take the long route to and from school every day just so nobody could see me coming and going.
So it was like a source of shame, really.
It was embarrassing. You know, when I look back now, I knew that that was the best my parents could do. It just seemed like a really rough and awful time for a teenager.
Now, the Griot is not too far from an area that's subject to eminent domain for the new NGA site.
You're right.
So what does that look like from where you sit?
It's very interesting because after my personal experience in Mill Creek, I went to work for another redevelopment, the Midtown Medical Center Redevelopment Corporation, and found myself in somewhat of a similar predicament, having to get people moved out of that area so that the hospital down on the south end of Grand could expand.
So you were on the other end of it.
Okay. Right. But I think it made me a lot more sensitive to the needs of those folks who were being affected and really anxious to try to make sure that they were treated right, that their needs were being met. Now I'm finding myself again, it seems like I cannot get away from this eminent domain process. Here we are again with eminent domain affecting us in an indirect way at the Griot.
So I understand you've collected some items from this displacement. What for the exhibition? What sort of things do you have?
One was what looked to be a homemade trunk out of real solid wood, and it was still filled with personal items. It is a particular dress that looked like it might have been somebody's prom dress, or it's a fancy silk dress with flouncy covering over it and pretty silk buttons. Shoes and purses, things like that that just tell a story about the people who lived in that house. And one of the items in there is a dish towel that is a calendar and has 1962 on it. So it had been in there at least that long.
Do you see, and if so, how do you see the issue of eminent domain tied up in some of the issues that the protesters right now are putting a spotlight on?
Well, you know, I think, you know, the eminent domain process is not new. It came down to us through the Constitution. So it's been around forever. But it just seems that whenever it is practiced most frequently and most prominently, it's in marginalized neighborhoods, particularly urban neighborhoods and particularly where Black folks are centered. And so I think that is just consistent with what is happening in our city, indeed in our country these days. Black folks, marginalized people just seem to get the worst end of the stick no matter what. And it's seemingly with just total disregard for the human aspect of who we are. And I think that has to change.